Blog Talk Radio.
No longer vision, no subtraction or anything.
any other type of mathematics. Just trust in Yahweh's word and what he say will happen.
It's the delight of my soul, the only thing that controls. This is the sweetest of roll that I ate in this hole. You know it's the Almighty, the one who's always right. Be you see the light in the sky, you know it's day. And then it's night when the lesser light shines. It's the most sublime, the most profound, the illest sound. Never heard round this town, around this globe. It be the Torah of Yahweh Elohim. Do you understand the things that I speak in these days of the last? It done passed when these people about to fall off the earth like grass. With this, like the flower fades. You know how it is these days. People getting played, being told lies of age. But my words, they spray, proclaim the most high name. And you know how it is, we ain't playing no games. No, you give me this word, so it beats the fire. And y'all be like wood burned up. Tell me that you could ever test black. Never that, step back. Don't make me grab the cat. Quickly they go, click to the clack. Y'all can't see how it all comes all into one meaning of truth. It be Yahweh, I'm up in the booth, doing what I do, teaching my youth. Y'all cats better know the truth in here. There's no spears, there's no squares, there's only one Yahweh, the Elohim. Mama, son, it's Yabalak, and I'm done, done.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Again, the creator has allowed us to come before you another day, bringing you his great, holy, and exalted words, even the words of Yah. My name is Moray Ishaya of the Israel, of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth. For y'all ordained me to tell you the truth, so this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our king, he's our judge, he's our lawgiver, and Yah is our only savior, and not just of Israel. Yah is the savior, the only savior of the world. And I praise the Most High Yah once again for allowing me to come before you and to bring to you his great, holy, and exalted words, even the words of truth. I know we've been dealing with the various subject matter of the order of Yah. I just wanted to deviate a little bit, and we're going to go back to the order of Yah. I just wanted to deviate some because a lot of news is happening, a lot of things coming to my ears, and so I just want to address some of the things I've been hearing. One of the things that I've been getting calls on is a lot of various things that's going on Facebook and YouTube and about Dimona, Israel, about the Israelites in Dimona, Israel. And there seem to be reports of things occurring and happening that, according to the scriptures, is a total abomination. All kind of sexual misconduct, things that the Creator, out of his own mouth, said was an abomination. Men on men, women on women, adultery, and other things. Now, in fairness to our beloved brothers that live in the land of Dimona, I don't know if these things are true or not. And so I will not indict anyone. But I will tell you the truth about the Most High. And the truth is this. The simple believe it every word. But the prudent search out the matter. Just because people have YouTube channels and Facebook and Blog Talk and Ustream and all these other types of media outlets where they can speak to thousands and hundreds of thousands and even millions of people. Just because they don't, that don't mean they're telling the truth. But it also don't mean they're lying. But the first thing that we have to recognize as the truth, because it is the word of the Most High, and that is the Creator called us two things in the scriptures. One is the house of Israel. I know people think when we say the house of Israel, they think this some slick slogan that Moray Elisha Israel came up with, who was our founder here in Cincinnati, Ohio. Some slick slogan he came up with, the house of Israel. No. The only reason Moray Elisha called his congregation the house of Israel, because that's what they were called in the scriptures. As a matter of fact, that's the only congregation Yahweh called us, the house of Israel. And the only other term that Yahweh called us is the children of Israel. And why? Because we are the sons and daughters of our father Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel. So all these slick terms I hear all over the internet and other outlets, we are Hebrews. That's who we are. We are Israelites. But as a nation of people, we are the house of Israel. So I just want to make that point crystal clear. And no matter where you live, whether if you are an Israelite, you're Hebrew, whether it's in a land or whether it's in Europe, South America, whether it's in North America, no matter where you live in the world, and you are an Israelite. And the mass majority of our people don't know who they are. But those who have a hint to know that they're not just a descendant of slaves. In other words, they actually have a nationality. And you are part of the house of Israel. And every day we come on letting our people know we are the house of Israel. And I'm here to declare that the house of Israel must get their act together. In other words, we must get our house together. Yes, this is our house, the house of Israel. And we have to get it together. And it's not together. No matter where you're located, whether it's Cincinnati, New York, whether it's Dimona, whether it's Jerusalem, whether it's somewhere in Africa, I don't care where you're at, the house of Israel, nowhere is together. And the house have to be put together. We must get our house together. And here it is. We have people talking about afflicting the young generation of our people, which is a total abomination. But it is an abomination to afflict one another, period. And it is a truth that there is great division between the man, the husband, the father, the son, with their wife, the wives, daughters, mothers, sisters. Great division is in our community. And these divisions are for one reason and one reason only. It is because of our sins. What do you think will happen to a scattered? We're scattered for a reason. And we refuse to hearken unto the last day prophecies that the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is mandated, commanded it, prophesied it for us to do. And I'm going to show you these things that he prophesied, told us to do. And when we don't do these things, we sin. I may add, we will be this summer, July the 29th through August the 3rd. And you can visit our website, worldgatheringisrael.org, worldgatheringisrael.org. Visit our website. Because we have conferences 3 times a year. Conferences are not done to make money. As a matter of fact, we lose money at the mass majority of the conferences that we've had. These conferences that we have 3 times a year, we in our 25th year holding these conferences. These conferences were founded by our late beloved brother, servant of Yahweh, my teacher, Moray Elisha Israel, who started here in Cincinnati, Ohio. And this year we will be in Spencer, Tennessee, Falls Creek, Tennessee, at the Falls Creek Park. And we will be there from the first day to the sixth day. And the reason why I'm bringing this up to you is because we will be dealing with these various subject matters. The first subject matter that we will be discussing is getting your house in order. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that today. Because our house is all out of order. And this is why we have the issues and the problems and the stress, and it all stems from the top. The second subject we will be dealing with is, what is the responsibility of a kingdom of priests? We don't want to know the priest's job, because you keep talking about the priest, the Levite, but you don't realize you're supposed to be a kingdom of priests. So what should be your responsibility as a priest, since the Creator said we were a kingdom of priests? Is your responsibility is to sleep with underage boys and underage girls? Is that what a priest is supposed to do? A priest is supposed to sleep with a man that looked just like him, born just like him? And a woman supposed to lie with another woman? Is that a kingdom of priests? And maybe, just maybe, if we begin to stop all participation in the pornography world that our people love to have and are involved in, maybe these defiled, polluted, and abominable things will not be in our minds. The third subject that we will be dealing with is how to become a praise in the earth. Do we become a praise by slandering one another, tale-bearing against one another, pointing the finger at one another? No, this is not how we become a praise in the earth. Nobody want to be like that. No other people, no other nation look at us and say, man, I want to be like the house of Israel. Not with this type of conduct. And then the last thing we will be dealing with is what to expect in the last days. How to be hidden during the time of Jacob's trouble and the day of Yah. And we will discuss this in detail. So, as you can see, we will be dealing with real things, real solutions, real problems that has a great effect on not just us as congregations, us as communities, but they have a great effect on our house. And I just want you to see something in the book of Joshua. Let us turn there. In the book of Joshua, the 24th chapter, and I want you to see this story so you can understand our beginnings. Maybe if you understand our beginnings, then you can understand where we should find ourselves in the end. And watch what this says. Joshua 24:1. And Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem and called for the elders of Israel and for the heads and for their judges and for their officers, and they presented themselves before Elohim. So while we're talking about one another, little do people know that when we had to stand, we had to stand before the Most High, not before man. And watch what happens. And Joshua said unto all the people, thus says Yah Elohim of Israel, your fathers dwelt on the other side of the flood in old time. Even Terah, the father of Abraham, and the father of Nahor. And they serve idols. And I took your father Abraham from the other side of the flood and led him throughout all the land of Canaan and multiplied his seed and gave him Isaac. And I gave unto Isaac Jacob and Esau. And I gave unto Esau Mount Seir to possess it. But Jacob and his children went down into Egypt. I sent Moshe also and Aaron. And I plagued Egypt according to that which I did among them. And afterwards, I brought you out. And I brought your fathers out of Egypt. And ye came unto the sea, and the Egyptians pursued after your fathers with chariots and horsemen unto the Red Sea. And when they cried unto Yahweh, he put darkness between you and the Egyptians, brought the sea upon them, covered them, and your eyes have seen what I've done in Egypt. And ye dwelt in the wilderness a long season. In other words, the Almighty is letting us know he's given us a chronicle of our beginning. This is how we know who we are. Do you realize when the beginning of our people, when we went down in Egypt, and while we were in Egypt, we were turned into slaves. And this has been the history of our people. No people have been slaves like us multiple times, many times, from one people to the next, from one land to the next. And here today, we find ourselves slaves once again. Regardless if you live in a land or not, you're still a slave because you don't control nothing. You don't rule nothing. You don't own nothing. You're just a slave. And this has been the history of our people. But why? Why have we become slaves no matter where we find ourselves? And it's one thing and one thing only. It is because of our sins. But continue reading. And I brought you in the land of the Amorites, which dwelt on the other side of Jordan. And they fought with you, and I gave them into your hand, that ye might possess their land. And I destroyed them from before you. Then Balak, the son of Zippor, king of Moab, arose and warred against Israel, sent and called Balaam, the son of Beor, to curse you. But I would not hearken unto Balaam. Therefore, he blessed you still, so I deliver you out of his hand. And you went over Jordan, came unto Jericho, and the men of Jericho fought against you, the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Girgashites, the Hivites and the Jebusites, and I delivered them into your hand. And I sent the hornet before you, which drove them out from before you, even the two kings and the Amorites, but not with thy sword, nor with thy bow. And I've given you a land for which you did not labor, cities which you did not, which ye built not, and ye dwelled in them. The vineyards and the olive yards which ye planted not do you eat. Now therefore, fear Yahweh, serve him in sincerity and in truth, because little do people know. When the scriptures say serve him in sincerity and truth, this is what Yahweh considered perfection. As long as you are sincere and as long as you are truthful, then you are perfect. Regardless of how many mistakes you made, you are perfect because he sees sincerity and truth in you. And put away the idols which your father served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye Yahweh. And you're going to see how Yahweh is different than the idols that our people served on the other side. And if it seemed evil unto you to serve Yahweh, this is what Joshua's telling the people. Choose you this day whom ye will serve. Whether the idols which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the idols of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. And watch what Joshua say. But as for me and my house, we will serve Yahweh. And this is the decision that we all must come to terms with. Who are we going to serve? Either we're going to serve Yahweh, the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is, the Elohim of our fathers, Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac. Either we're going to serve him or we're going to serve the other idols. And when you serve the other idols, then it's understandable why you will behave yourself as if you are Sodomite. It's understandable if you behave yourself as if you come and you're a descendant of Gomorrah. It's understandable if you behave yourself as a Canaanite and an Amorite and a Hittite and a Jebusite, Perizzite, because these are the ways they conduct themselves. But if you and your house will serve Yahweh, there's only one behavior, one conduct, one way, one ordinance you can keep. There's no two ways about it. In Israel, my beloved Hebrews, we must get our house in order, because our house is out of order. No matter where you at, our house is out of order. And we're going to have to stand up like Joshua. Joshua said we're only going to serve one. And I'm going to show you one of the great sins that we've allowed ourselves to participate, to partake of, and to be a practitioner of, that have caused us destruction. And let me show you what that is. But I'm going to read a little bit more, because even though Joshua said this, look what the people had to say. 16 verse. And the people answered and said, Elohim forbid that we shall forsake Yah to serve idols. For Yah Elohim, he it is that brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, which did those great signs in our sight and preserved us in all the way wherein we went and among all the people through whom we passed. And Yah drove out from before us all the people, even the Amorites, which dwelt in the land. Therefore will we also serve Yah, for he is our Elohim. And Joshua said unto the people, ye cannot serve Yahweh, for he is an holy Elohim. He is a jealous Elohim. He will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins. If you forsake Yahweh and serve strange idols, which all of them are strange, then he will turn and do you hurt and consume you. After that, he have done you good. And the people said unto Joshua, no, but we will serve Yahweh. And Joshua said unto the people, ye are witnesses against yourselves that ye have chosen you Yahweh to serve him. And they say, we are witnesses. And watch what he says. Now therefore, put away, said he, the idols which are among you. Incline your heart unto Yahweh Elohim of Israel. And look, many of our people this day, they got a lot of idols that still are amongst them. These idols are not just in their houses. These idols are not just in their sanctuaries. Idols have penetrated their heart and their mind and their spirit. And we got to put these things out. Now, if this, what you have chosen, to serve something other than the Most High, that's your choice. But make no mistake about it. Don't cry about the consequences of your choice. Because the house of Israel have to get their house in order. Just like Joshua said, as for me, we're going to serve Yah. And you don't just serve Yah just by worship. You don't just serve Yah by making some songs. You don't serve Yah just by saying hallelujah and praise Yah and Yah is righteous. No, you serve Yah by keeping all his commandments. That's how you serve Yah. And to do that, you must serve him in sincerity and in truth. And after you look in the mirror and you find out you short on sincerity and you short on truth, that's where you start. Because this is how you serve Yahweh. And let me show you where the first idol that you had to put away, you had to bury, you had to throw out. Watch this in a book of Isaiah, the 34th chapter. In the book of Isaiah 34, and this is where one of the major problems I see around the world when it comes to our people. And it's their doctrine. The doctrine of our enemies, the doctrine of sin, this is the problem. This is where it all begins. Watch what the Most High lets us know in the book of Isaiah 34 and 16. It says, seek ye out of the book of Yah and read. And why? What do the word seek means? The word seek means to look for, to search out. Here it is, our people seeking the Most High, searching for the Most High, regardless of what you're calling. You're seeking and searching for something in a book that he's not even in. He didn't say, seek ye out of the book of his son. He didn't say, seek ye out of the book of Jasher. He didn't say, seek ye out of the book of the New Testament. Seek ye out of the book of the Quran. Seek ye out of the book of Jubilees or Maccabees or any other book. He says, seek ye out of the book of Yahweh and read. Now, how do we know Yahweh book? Well, I'm going to show you so you won't be confused about anything that I'm telling you. And why are we talking about this? Because regardless of where you're at, whether you're in Dimona, whether you're in Jerusalem, whether you're in Florida, whether you're in New York, whether you're in Ohio, whether you're in Mississippi, I don't care where you find yourself at, whether you're in England, whether you're in Brazil, whether you're on the islands, we all are in the same house. That house is called the House of Israel. And the house of Israel must get their house in order. And it starts with finding, searching, and seeking the Most High. And if you don't know where to look, then how are you going to find? That's like just going to look for a lost child somewhere that there's no evidence that they are there. You're just going somewhere. And this is what our people are doing. And I'm here to tell you, Yahweh is not in the places that you're looking for. And this is why you've been deceived, bamboozled, tricked by the various doctrines. No wonder we're acting like an Amorite and a Canaanite and a Perizzite and a Hittite and a Jebusite, a Sodomite and a Gomorrahite. No wonder we're acting like these people. Behaving like these people. Think we doing something in the dark. Not realizing Yahweh sees in the dark. And what's done in the dark will come to the light. But the wicked don't care about that. So let's shed some light on how we must get our house together. Seek ye out of the book of Yahweh and read. No one of these shall fail. What? What's not going to fail? None of these books. None shall want her mate. In other words, there is no match. There is no mate for the book of Yah. And how do we know the book of Yah? For my mouth, it have commanded. So what book do you know where Yahweh has commandments? It's not the New Testament. Yahweh never even spoke one mumbling word in that book. Not the book of Enoch or the book of Jubilee or the book of Jasher or any of these false books. The book of the Quran, Yahweh never spoke in these books. His mouth never said one mumbling word, let alone some commandments. Anytime any of these leaders and teachers and preachers want to talk about the commandments, they go back to Yahweh's book, the Holy Scriptures. This the book they go to condemn. But little do they know, they're not just condemning the people, they're condemning themselves. Watch what it says. For my mouth it hath commanded, and his spirit it had gathered them. Gather what? It is his spirit that gathered these books together so that we might know how to have a house in righteousness. And right now, our people today are scattered people, and they are in great need, great desperation of righteousness. But righteousness will never, ever come to you if you don't find humility and meekness. And if you wait for the next person to do it, to receive it, for you to do it and receive it, you're going to die with them. Because getting the house of Israel starts with getting your house together first. Did not Joshua say, as for me and my house, we're going to serve Yah. And you cannot serve Yah without seeking the Most High out of the book of Yah. And I know people don't even think Yahweh have a book. But he does. Watch what the scriptures say in the book of Malachi, the 3rd chapter. In the book of Malachi, the 3rd chapter, and this is what you're going to find in Yahweh's book. His commandments, his laws, his statutes, his judgments, his covenants. You're going to find his wisdom, understanding, knowledge, counsel, might, and the fear of Yah. This is what you're going to find in his book. You're going to find his word. And you're going to find his house. And what is his house? The house of Israel. Watch what it says in the book of Malachi, the 3rd chapter, the 16th verse. Then they that fear Yahweh spake often one to another, and Yahweh hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared Yahweh and that thought upon his name. See, you can't fear Yahweh, and you can't think about Yahweh, and you can't talk about Yahweh unless you're in his word. You're in his book. People are not in his book, not with the conduct and the behavior that's going on in the house of Israel worldwide. Ain't no sense in me condemning people in Dimona when it's happening all over the world. You condemn all these various acts, and Yahweh condemn them, and his word condemn them. So all you got to do is speak his word. Speak his truth. Watch what it says. And they shall be mine. Who shall be mine? Those that fear Yah. Those that speak often one to another. Those that Yahweh hearkened to and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him. And they shall be mine, says Yahweh of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spare his own son that serveth him. Then shall you return. Return where? Unto the Most High. And discern between the righteous and the wicked. And this is our problem right today. We don't even know who the righteous and the wicked is. We have no clue the difference between the righteous and the wicked. Between him that serveth Elohim and him that serveth him not. We have no clue. Because it shouldn't even be a question. Whatsoever. It shouldn't even be a thought in your mind that Yahweh made a man for another man. Yahweh made a woman for another woman. It is an abomination. And Yahweh destroyed kingdoms for this hideous act. Likewise, who will victimize children and prey on children. Let me tell you what Yahweh told you to do with children. Yahweh said, raise a child in the way it should go. And when he is old, he shall not depart thereof. Yahweh told you to raise a child, not prey on a child. We have gone totally backwards. And why? Because our house is not in order. And I'm here to tell you, whether you listen to me or not, whether you adhere or forbear, I'm letting you know now, Yah is not far away. He's closer than you think. And if you not hearing the call, heeding the call to get your house in order, well, it ain't because you ain't been told. You've been told. Get your house in order. And how do you do that? You first start by seeking Yahweh out of his book. And what is his book called? The Holy Scriptures. It is the book of Yah. And how do we know this is the book of the Most High? Because it is the only book that you will find his word in, where you will find his commandments, his laws, his statutes, his judgments, his ordinances, his covenants. There is no other book that we go to discuss, talk about the upright. No. You only go to the book of Yahweh. The word upright means Jasher or Yasher, which means the upright. There's only one book of the upright, and that's the Holy Scriptures. No other book. Then shall you return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth Elohim and him that serveth him not. And the only reason we have no discernibility is because we're in the wrong books. Furthermore, in the book of Exodus, turn there. Exodus, the 24th chapter. Not those who would just pray on our children, but those who pray on women. And the women who have asserted themselves over men. Everyone, and I mean everyone, have to be put in check. Watch what it says in the book of Exodus 24. The very first verse. And he said unto Moshe, come up unto Yahweh, thou and Aaron and Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel, and worship ye afar off. And Moshe alone shall come near unto Yahweh, but they shall not come near, neither shall the people go up with them. And Moshe came and told the people all the words of Yahweh and all the judgments. And all the people answered with one voice and said, all the words which Yah has said we will do. And Moshe wrote all the words of Yah, rose up early in the morning, built an altar under the hill, 12 pillars according to the 12 tribes of Israel. And he sent young men of the children of Israel, which offer burnt offerings, sacrifice peace offerings of oxen unto Yah. And Moshe took half of the blood, put it in basins. Half of the blood he sprinkled on the altar. And watch what it says in the seventh verse. And he took the book of the covenant and read in the audience of the people. And they said, all that Yah have said, we will do and be obedient. And Moshe took the blood, sprinkled it on the people, and said, behold, the blood of the covenant which Yah made with you concerning all these words. So not only the scriptures teach us to seek ye out of the book of Yah and read, but the scriptures also teach us that there's a book of the covenant. And what book is that? Yeah, the book of Yah. Because that's the only book that Yahweh put his covenants in. And our people today don't know Yahweh's covenant. In particular, his seven everlasting covenants that he made with the house of Israel and the house of Israel only and exclusively. I'm not talking about the covenants he made with Levi. I'm not talking about the covenants he made with Noah and all the earth. Talking about the covenants that he made with the house of Israel, the children of Israel, the whole house of Israel, that the whole house must adhere to. I know that's foreign, but if you keep listening, You're going to learn these covenants as well as these commandments, laws, statutes, judgments, as well as testimonies. But where do you start getting this house in order? By seeking ye out of the book of Yahweh. That's where it starts. This has been the problem. We have allowed these counterfeit doctrines, doctrines that will put someone beside the Most High, that will cause us to worship something other than the Most High, will have us to believe in something that is not the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. That in of itself should tell you everything we do after not believing in the one Elohim, the one Father, the one Elohim that gave us the one law, the one ordinance, the one way. Thing after that, that we do to go against that is in vain, is in total vanity. Furthermore, in the book of Malachi, the fourth chapter, turn there, our sin is the various doctrines of lies that our people have become practitioners to. Watch what it says in the book of Malachi, the fourth chapter. And this is what it says in the fourth verse. Remember ye the law of Moshe my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel. In other words, for all Israelites, with the statutes and the judgments. Remember the law of Moshe. In other words, the book of the law. Where would you find that at? Where would you find the law of Moshe? Well, in Yahweh's book, called the Holy Scriptures. This is where we have to start. This is the headstone of getting ourselves together. And once we begin to seek the Most High out of his word, out of his book, as he has told us, then the Creator gave us testimonies. He gave us statutes. He gave us judgments. He gave us laws that if we do, we will live. Let me show you these laws, these statutes, these judgments, these testimonies, so you can understand why we must seek ye out of the book of Yah and read. Because then there are people, there are Israelites among the house of Israel. They know what I'm telling them. They know that I'm telling them the truth. But then we still have these problems. And why? Well, I'm about to show you, so you can understand we still have a lot of work to do to get our house in order. And watch what it says in the book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy, the 18th chapter. Even if you say Moray Ishaya, that's the only book I have. I've been raised an Israelite all my life. This all I know. But what I'm asking you today, is this all you do? And watch what the scriptures say. Here it is. We got Israelites all over the world. They don't even know other Israelites exist. They think they're the only ones. Because their leaders have deceived them. Watch what it says in the book of Deuteronomy 18, verse 9. It says, when thou art coming to the land which Yahweh Elohim giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abomination of those nations. That's one of the first laws going into the land. We're not to learn the abomination of the people of that land. This is what they did. Had sexual relationships with family members with the same gender, with animals. And not only did they do that, but they sacrificed their sons and daughters, burnt them in the fire. I can't even speak of all the abominations that caused Yahweh to spew these people out of the land. And Yah told us not to do after these nations. Watch what it says. There shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, a wizard, or a necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination unto Yah. And because of these abominations, Yah thy Elohim do drive them out from before thee. And this is what I want you to understand. This is what I'm asking you, since you've been raised an Israelite all your life. But are you doing this? And this is what it says in the 13th verse. Thou shalt be perfect with Yahweh, thy Elohim. And what do the word perfect mean? The word perfect means sincere and in truth. Because that's the only way you can serve Yahweh, in sincerity and truth. And when you begin to learn how to become sincere and truthful, then you become perfect with Yahweh. So our people got a lot of work to do. All of us. We must get our house together. We must be perfect with our Yah. Watch what it says. For these nations which thou shalt possess, hearken unto observer of times, unto diviners. But as for thee, for Yah thy Elohim have not allowed thee so to do. He's not allowed you to do that. You got to be perfect with him. No wonder when Yah called our father Abraham, this is what he told him. So you can understand how we must get our house in order. And yes, we will be dealing with these things at our summer conference. We got to be a covenant people. We have to be commandment keepers. We have to be law-abiding citizens. We have to follow the testimonies of the word of the Most High. We must keep his statutes and his judgment. What do you think is our wisdom and our understanding in the sight of the people, if it's not the statutes and the judgments of the Most High? And where are you going to find that at? In his book. Watch what it says in the book of Genesis. In the book of Genesis, and we're going to start reading in the book of Genesis, the 12th chapter. And this is what it says. The very first verse. Now Yah has said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And why? Did not the scriptures tell us that when Abram and Nahor was in the land where their father Terah was, that they served idols, and he separated Abraham? Watch what it says in the second verse. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and I will curse them that curse thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. This is our father Abram. Now, how can the whole earth be blessed through a man that will prey on children? A man that will prey on women? A man that would not obey the Creator's voice, nor keep his commandments? No, Abram wasn't that type of man at all. And if he wasn't that type of man, then ask yourself, why do we find these type of men among our people? If he's not that type of man, then why would you be that type of man? And I want you to see what the Creator said about this Abram, this Abraham. Watch what the Creator say in the book of Genesis 17, the very first verse. And when Abram was 90 years old and nine, Yah appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty Elohim. I am El Shaddai. Walk before me and be thou perfect. In other words, when Yahweh separated Abram from his family, he commanded him to be perfect. to walk before him in perfection. And the same thing Yahweh commanded Abraham's descendants. That's why I took you to the book of Deuteronomy, the 18th chapter, the 13th verse, where Yahweh said, thou shalt be perfect with me, because you cannot serve Yahweh unless you are attempting to be perfect. And if you're not attempting to be perfect, you're not attempting to serve Yahweh. And to be perfect with Yahweh, you have to serve him in sincerity and in truth. This is the only way you can serve Yahweh. This is it. And everyone I've seen perfection in. In other words, he's seen sincerity and he's seen truth in. They walked with him. They walked before him. And they was one with him. Such as Noah. Watch this in the book of Genesis, the 7th chapter. In Genesis, the 7th chapter, the very first verse, this is what it says. And Yahweh said unto Noah, come thou and all thy house. Why? Why his whole house? Into the ark. For thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. Because if he seen righteous in him, what you think Noah commanded his family to do? Watch what it says in Genesis, the 6th chapter. And this is what it says. At the 8th verse. But Noah found grace in the eyes of Yah. And why did he find grace? I thought Christ brought grace. That's just another lie. Christ ain't brought nothing. Because Christ is not the Most High. He's not Elohim. He's not the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. But Noah found grace in the eyes of Yah. These are the generations of Noah. And watch what it says. Noah was a just man, perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with Elohim. And if you want to walk with the Most High, you got to be perfect. And what is that? You have to be sincere and true. You got to be about the truth. Now do you understand how we must get our house in order? We read in books that have no commandments in it. Just a bunch of stuff that, a bunch of contradictions, a bunch of lies, a bunch of deceit, and nothing that our fathers went by at all. All these books are counterfeit. There's only one book Yahweh raised above them all, and that's the book that contain, thus says Yah, or the word of Elohim came unto me saying. If it don't say that, then it's not his word. It's not his book. And in his words is where you're going to find his laws, his commandments, his statutes, his judgments, his ordinances, his testimonies, and his covenants. And we have allowed ourselves to go by doctrines that cannot help us. And no wonder the house of Israel is out of order. Furthermore, in the book of Job, turn there. In the book of Job, and watch what it says. Job, the first chapter, the first verse. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was perfect and upright. And you're not going to read about no upright men in these other books. And that man was perfect, or less, they were one who was already mentioned in the scriptures. That man was perfect and upright, and one that feared Elohim and escheweth evil. And yes, you can be perfect if you can be sincere. And yes, you can be perfect if you can be truthful and have truth in your heart. Watch what Satan say about this man. In the 8th verse, and Yahweh said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job? Let me take that back. This is what Yahweh said about this man. And Yahweh said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that feareth Elohim and escheweth evil. This is where we must return if we want to get our house in order. And our house is out of order. So it shouldn't even be a question on whether the house needs to be in order or not. Watch this in the book of Job, the 2nd chapter, the 3rd verse. And Yahweh said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, perfect and upright man, one that feareth Elohim and escheweth evil? And still he holdeth fast his integrity, although thou movest me against him to destroy him without a cause. And this is what's going on today. We got spirits and people that's trying to move the house of Israel and try to get them to fall, to sin. Trying to get them to destroy their self. And you got to know this. But in Job's case, Job holdeth fast his integrity. And this is what we have to do. We got to hold fast to our integrity. And our integrity has been compromised. And it's been compromised because we've allowed ourselves to follow things that have no integrity in it. The only thing that has integrity in it is the word of the Most High. So all this talk on the internet and on YouTube and all these other media outlets about the children of Israel, about the house of Israel, how do you root out this sin? By returning back to the Most High, by blowing the trumpet, letting our people know the truth. Last scripture. And you'll find this in the book of Isaiah, the 58th chapter. And this is what it says in the very first verse. Cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, show my people their transgression, and the house of Yaakov their sins. So I don't begrudge anybody that's blowing a horn on the sins, the transgressions, the iniquities, the abominations of the house of Israel, the house of Yaakov, because that's who we are. So until tomorrow, Yahweh love you. So do I. Shalom.
Everything and to everyone.